Savannah, Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Corner, Slades Corner, Abel's Corner, Newburgh Corner, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plain, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
Well, I am still working on going everywhere I can in Wisconsin this year. Each month so far this year, I've traveled somewhere new in the state and experienced a new activity or some sort of attraction. 7 months down, five more to go for you to tell Joy where to go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, July 26th. Travel writer Gary Knowles is here today with some ideas for all of us of fun things to do or see in the state for the month of August. And we welcome your suggestions, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We have put Gary's Wisconsin Events Sampler on Facebook and our website and on Twitter. It includes the end of July and the month of August. Gary is the Upper Great Lakes columnist for journal and topic newspapers. He is also a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer, and he's our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Joy, and happy summer. What's left of it, huh?
Yeah, just a month to go. I mean, at least unofficially, a month to go or so. How has your summer been so far?
You know, it's been great. I've had a good time. I got to a number of festivals and saw a lot of good music and heard a lot of good music, I guess, and ate a lot of food, a lot of Wisconsin ethnic foods. So I guess, you know, the sad part is that two-thirds of it, well, the June-July part is virtually gone. But the good news is I'm looking at the list here for August and what's left, and there's plenty left.
We'll get to as many of these events as possible, but I know you just came in late last night from a trip to Western Wisconsin. You're planning your Open Air Classic. What is that, and what are you doing?
The Open Air Classic is a drive for convertibles, and we have approximately 200 convertibles that will be coming based in Onalaska August 15th to the 18th, and we'll be cruising the Great River Road. We're going to go up and down the Great River Road and Coulee Country over there.
Sounds great. That's a beautiful drive.
It is.
And I'm looking forward to getting on that Great River Road. I hope sometime this fall. I think might be a pretty time to go.
It is. Yeah, autumn is just spectacular over there. But, you know, there's really no time that's bad over there. I mean, last night I was over there. Yesterday afternoon I was driving through, and it was kind of torrential rain for most of the day. But I got to tell you, it's still a beautiful drive. I couldn't help but be fascinated by how beautiful the bluffs and the river are, even in the rain.
Yeah, and I'm glad you avoided what I heard was some pretty big hail that fell in Onalaska and La Crosse and that area.
I must have been right out in front of it, I think, because people kept telling me, oh, it was hailing in La Crosse. Well, I had been there. I didn't see the hail, but I think I got out of town just in time.
Yeah, and you had to have your top up on the convertible, I take it.
I did.
Yeah. I got a ride in your convertible on Saturday. It was pretty cool. And we, you showed me the ropes around Road America in Elkhart Lake, and we'll talk a little bit about that Road America experience coming up in just a little bit on the show. But let's talk about some of the big fun events that are coming up in Wisconsin, like the EAA is going to be here pretty soon.
Yeah, the EAA, well, it used to be called the Experimental Aircraft Association.
That's right.
Fly-In, is now called the Air Venture, and it's it's an event that takes place in Oshkosh, and boy, they have a great time up there. They bring in more amateur and professional airplane people, I think, than any other fly-in in the world, and it goes on from July 29th through August 4th, and they have some really incredible stuff coming in. Always a lot of great warbirds, the old planes from World War II and things like that. And then they bring in a lot of specialty aircraft, and this year they have coming in the guy who is a flying jet. He's got a jet pack that he flies with, and I don't know if you've seen him on TV, but he's like a one-man jet, which is just incredible.
Can people take this jet pack for a ride?
No. not
so
with
any
permission.
Sort of like out of the Jetsons or something like that, huh?
Yeah, it really is. And that's the neat thing about EAA is that, you know, it's kind of like it's a love of flying and a love of aviation up there. And so, you know, you'll get people that are flying some really, you know, mega-million-dollar planes, and other people that have built something in the basement and dragged it out and it flies, you know. And so it's really pretty neat.
Yeah, I attended the EAA many, many, many years ago when I was working for one of the Green Bay television stations. I covered it as a reporter,
okay.
And it is really a wonderful event.
Did they take you up in an airplane?
I did not get to go on an airplane on that particular coverage, but I have been to the museum and I did their simulated air glider thing.
Okay.
That was kind of fun. That was fun.
It is.
Also, another big event coming up is the State Fair. When is that?
Cream Puffs. When you say State Fair, you mean Cream Puffs. That is the 1st to the 11th, and of course, it's at State Fair Park. We like to say Milwaukee. It's actually over in West Dallas. And that is really one of the best state fairs in the country. This was quite a while ago. They did a review of state fairs, and I know it finished like in the top three in the nation as being a great place to go. And I really like to go over there and look at the animals. You know, a lot of people bring them in, and the ones that I like to watch are the workhorses. They bring in the Clydesdales and the Belgians, and then they have some of them where they put them on and they do demonstrations of like a 4 and a 6 horse hitch, and they actually run them around the fairgrounds over there, and that's really impressive. Those are some huge animals.
Yeah. So, what kind of new foods do they have there, Gary? Or don't you know?
Oh boy, you know, the last I saw, and I think it might have been last year, they had a chocolate covered bacon. And I know, you know, it's kind of like it's only limited by your imagination. But if you can take anything, deep fry it and put chocolate on it,
yep,
that pretty much is what they have.
Everything is fried. I had, a couple years ago when I went, I had fried green beans because I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, okay, yeah. Chocolate covered or not?
No, they didn't have chocolate on those. But, yeah, the fair is always a hoot. There's a lot of fun going on
and
there.
And cotton candy. You got to get cotton candy.
Yeah, yeah. And lots of music and other, you know, other things to see.
Yeah, they have like 200 venues, I think, of music and presentations. And I remember one time going over there and watching Alice in Dairyland was making cheese fudge, and it was a fudge that you make by with your hands, actually, and it's with chocolate and processed cheese and powdered sugar, and you kind of squeeze it all together, lay it out in a pan, and then eat it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's the state
actually,
fair.
Actually, hey. I bet you it's not that bad.
No, it was actually quite good.
And then we also have the big shindig at Harley-Davidson. They're having an anniversary party.
Yeah, the Harley party's at the end of August, and that is going to be really good. They've got a couple of major bands coming in for it, the 29th of August through September 1st. And the House of Harley over there is a motorcycle dealer. They also are bringing in people. So it's the 110th anniversary of Harley-Davidson, and people will be coming in from all over the world, actually, to do rides, and they're going to have all bands, and, of course, a lot of the great food of Milwaukee will be there. And the celebration goes on right through September 2nd in some places. So a lot of Harley-Davidsons on the road. Watch for them.
Yeah, so airplanes and cream puffs and Harleys. What else is going on in August in Wisconsin? What are you looking forward to doing? 1-800-642-1234. Maybe you've got a smaller community festival that you enjoy in August. Or maybe there's a favorite activity that you haven't done yet this summer that you plan on doing. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the August edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I have some things on the itinerary already, but I have room for some more. So if you want to recommend that I visit something going on in your community, I'm open for those nominations, too. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Checking our weather forecast for today, some dense fog in the northwest this morning. Then we can expect a partly to mostly cloudy, very mild day today with some periods of rain. Talk about mild. It's going to feel pretty cool with highs in the 60s in northern Wisconsin and getting into the 70s in the southern part of the state. Partly cloudy, more rain tonight in northern Wisconsin, lows in the 40s and 50s. And tomorrow, turning cloudy and cool. A chance of rain tomorrow, and it says here statewide, highs in the 60s. Uh-oh. Where'd summer go, Gary?
Well, I don't know. That maybe it's the new summer.
Yeah. Well, you know, coming up a little bit later here on the Ideas Network, it's Central Time with Rob Ferret and Veronica Rickert between 3 and 6 this afternoon. After 3, Rob and Veronica will talk with two chefs who are putting a unique spin on one of America's favorite comfort foods, macaroni and cheese. So hear about macaroni and cheese and the news of the day after 3 on Central Time.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. 3 deuces and a 4-speed and a 389.
This is Tell Joy Where to Go for August. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles. And I'm playing this GTO song because Gary and I went to Road America for the vintage races last Saturday. And that was a blast, Gary.
Hey, that was a lot of fun. And, boy, I'll tell you, there's some really incredible cars that they bring up there. Some of the old race cars, the Can-Am cars that they had. And, you know, the neat thing is looking at all the people just hanging out on the hillsides, watching them drive around. You know, it was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was. This was my first time to Road America in Elkhart Lake. I learned a lot about the history of how this came about. And, Gary, I hope you can help me remember it. But it started out that these folks used to just drive around the city of Elkhart Lake, apparently, and then eventually they all got together and built this this track.
Yeah, you know, kind of like after World War II, a lot of the GIs coming back from Britain and from over in Europe had seen the little, you know, little cars over there, the little Triumphs and Porsches and things like that, and thought, you know, that looked like it was kind of fun. So a number of people began bringing the smaller cars back, and then they also saw that there was a lot of racing going on the highways in mm-hmm. that area, and for sport people would do it. So a number of people got together and decided to hold some races, and Watkins Glen in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, both became kind of centers for this kind of activity, and the Sports Car Club of America was organized, and people put it together, and they raced on the streets in Elkhart Lake 1950 through 51, I believe it was, and they had some great races, but, you know, the people kind of finally said, well, racing on the streets isn't going to make it here,
yeah.
And a group of people organized and actually built a 4-mile track that's self-contained and enclosed, and it's Road America.
Yeah, and it's one of the premier road tracks in the country.
It is. They've held racing on there, not just amateur racing like it started out, but they brought in major national races and international races. They had the Can-Am, Canadian-American Series there, which was unlimited horsepower and enclosed cars that was really incredible. And then they also had the Indy cars that raced out there for a while. And now they've got all kinds of stuff going on, including a NASCAR race that they did. They just had one in June out there. So Road America is 4 miles. And as you have seen now, it's really kind of fun buzzing around there, isn't
it? Yeah, I was able, thanks to Gary, arranged to have me in the lead pace car for a noon hour a trek around the track, and we were leading a bunch of people in their vintage cars. They weren't the professional right. racers, but just everyday folks, I guess, that wanted to run their cars around the track.
Yeah, they have opportunities that they've now wedged in between the racing, where if you have a car and you want to drive it on Road America for a fee, you can go out there and run, I think we maybe got in 6 or 7 laps around the track, which is a 4-mile track. So it's a nice drive and certainly a lot of fun. It's not racing, and They did allow some passing on the straightaways, but there's no passing in the corners.
what
do you know about driving through a corner now?
Now I learned. I learned from my my driver, Mike, that you do not brake when you are driving in a curve or a corner. You accelerate.
You accelerate through the corner, right?
Yeah, and you can feel that G-force a little bit when you do that.
That feels kind of good, doesn't it?
Yes, it was.
That was kind of fun. And I want to thank John Everett for arranging that for us. He did a nice job, and it was great.
That was very fun. And John says, rumor has it that some big-name celebrities are going to be at Elkhart Lake right after the EAA, which indicates that these big celebrities might be at the EAA, too.
I expect, yeah, and I'd heard the word Brad Pitt mentioned. And
Angelina Jolie, yes.
Yeah, and, they might be spotted. There's a Ferrari owner's event going on out there, and wouldn't surprise me, I guess, if they owned a Ferrari or two.
Probably. Anyway, it was wonderful. I did put some pictures from our Road America experience on our Facebook page, the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Gary took some, and I have yet to put those on the page yet. I will. It was a lot of fun. And we have somebody online who wants to talk about a different racing event.
All right.
Tom in Burlington. Hi, Tom.
If Brad Pitt goes to the races and he makes a pit stop, will they call it? What will they call it?
Good one, Tom.
A pit.
Yeah. Anyway, there's going to be a race. The Triple Crown Challenge is in Madison this weekend, July 27th, 28th, and friends of ours are going up there from Burlington here. I'm going to take my video camera and try to videotape the before and the after and the backstory and see how well I can do.
Oh, good job. Then are you going to put it on YouTube?
Oh, I don't know about that, but I want to get the story in the pits and all that stuff.
All right. Sounds
great.
Good, Tom. Thanks very much for sharing that. Well, what about you? 1-800-642-1234. We're looking forward to hearing from you what sorts of different events or activities are taking place in your community or that you are planning to do. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles, and this is the August edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Jay in Vernon County is with us. Hi, Jay.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. I was calling in to let you know that on the 16th and 17th in Viroqua, we have our Wild West Day celebration.
What do you do for that?
Well, we bring about 15,000 people into our town of 4,400, and we have a boom town that has been erected. It's a special grounds that looks like an Old West town. And they have Wild West Days reenactments. They have a rodeo. They have all different sorts of food vendors. And they have a mechanical bull that kids can ride. And they bring in a lot of musical acts, too, that play period-type music, sort of Western-type music. It's just a great opportunity with a lot of family-friendly prices. There's a set price with a whole family to get in the gate, and it's just an unusual thing. They'll like rope off part of the boomtown, and they have a special set of reenactors that'll replay like Old West type of fights.
Oh, are you going to be one? Are you going to be one of the reenactors, Jay?
You know, I'm not. I'm there with a civic group that raises money. And one of the things that we do is we sell sweet corn by the ear.
Ooh.
So you can definitely go around the grounds and have your pick of the best food in Wisconsin for summertime. And like I said, the prices are hard to beat for a whole family.
That sounds wonderful, Jay. Thanks. I'm going to put it on the list. There's a chance I have a free weekend in August, and it happens to be August 16th, 17th, and 18th. It's still kind of in flux. We will also talk more about corn and corn festivals coming up after 6:30. We have a Wisconsin Life episode about corn, so we'll talk some more about corn coming up after the news. And that sounds like Wild West in Viroqua.
It is good.
Yeah.
I've been there for it previously, and as a matter of fact, if you get there on the 16th, you'll probably be able to see 200 convertibles going through Viroqua.
Oh.
Because it will be, it's at least tentatively on our on our route, and we know that the Wild West Days is always kind of exciting, so some people will probably stop and participate in that.
Well, that sounds great. And there's also some, you know, some fun, wild and wacky type of festivals, like a Wild West Festival, I suppose. And isn't there some sort of cow chip throwing festival or something?
Yeah, at the end of August, it's the annual Wisconsin Cow Chip Throw, and that is going to be at Prairie du Sac the 30th and 31st of August. And, of course, that's always a lot of fun up there. They have like 800 competitors that are winging the meadow muffins. And
meadow muffins.
And 40,000 spectators come in. They have, you know, they have music. They have all the good festival trimmings that go along with that. And it really is a lot of fun. Of course, the one thing is pray for no rain, because you don't want to do that in the rain. And but it really is a lot of fun, the cow chip throw every year. And you know, the other, I guess the other thing that's coming up that some people might think it's a little unusual, but in Sheboygan at the end of the month, they have the Dairyland Surfing Classic.
I think that's amazing that we have a surfing culture in Wisconsin.
Well, they call Sheboygan the Malibu of the Midwest,
right?
You know. And the surfers come up there, and they have a big Midwest Surf Festival. So, you can get out your surfboard and head over there.
You know what? I might put that on the list, because I've been promising for the past couple of years since I heard about this that I was going to check that out. We talked about it on the air, but I haven't actually experienced that. That would be fun to experience. Well, we are going to check news, and then we will hear Wisconsin Life, and then we will be back talking about the many fun things to do in Wisconsin for the end of July and the month of August. And we're looking for your suggestions, your recommendations. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Gary Knowles is with us. He is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs, and he has put together a Wisconsin event sampler for the month of August that we have linked to our website, to Facebook, and to Twitter. We will check news, and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Well, in just over a month, the kids will be headed back to school and the summer break will be over. But thankfully, there's still plenty to do and lots of fun to be had in Wisconsin during these last few weeks of summer break. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Friday, July 26th. We will get back to your recommendations and guest Gary Knowles' suggestions for this August edition of Tell Joy Where to Go in just a few minutes. But first, it's time for Wisconsin Life. A field of corn waving in the breeze is a familiar summertime sight in Wisconsin. Writer and farmer Justin Isherwood tells us about the myths of the cornfield.
This is a myth you've heard before, that you can hear corn grow. I have not researched this, but when I was a farm kid, I laid out a gunny sack on a warm summer night to try and hear corn grow. According to the directions, darkness was required. Besides, darkness concentrates the mind. Summer dark being a different medium than spring or winter dark. After a hot day, diving into a shadowed cornfield is a discernible refreshment. The same as swimming, except you don't have to get naked, though you can if you want. The cornfield was like the sea, with an undertow the same as the air-conditioned tavern at the bottom hollow of Moore Hill. As a kid, I had not experienced air conditioning because you had to be Catholic to go into a tavern. Methodists couldn't. Hell, we weren't supposed to drink beer even for a good cause. And if haying at the brittle end of a two-week drought wasn't sufficient cause for beer, neither was Sunday after Kirk, as didn't restrain Catholics. My grandmother Fletcher, despite the overwhelming Methodist odds, did make beer. Over this God had no control. Neither God nor John Wesley nor Billy Sunday. Threshing was its own religion, and if beer got threshing done, then it was okay with the gods. Farmers know there are two kinds of gods, the original kind and others. The original were on the side of threshing. For thrashing, Grandma Fletcher brewed up a batch of hoppy wheat beer and capped it off in good quantity of quart jars. These were submerged in the stock tank, fed by a constant drivel of the overflow pipe from the windmill. The water had a humbling kind of temperature. You could crack your skull open by dipping it in the tank on a hot day. Those mason jars did their job, got thrashing done, and the crew happy, despite not one red cent was spent. As said, an original god. Those quart jars of homebrew waiting in the stock tank felt about the same as the cornfield felt after dark. The funny thing about cornfield dark is, despite the drought, it was wet enough to take a bath. I have long thought a nudist colony should not be in plain sight. It is a rare specimen of us who looks beautiful naked. What is needed is night and a cornfield. As for the corn, I never did hear it grow after dark. I can, however, repeat the chants of Montezuma's temple. For it was those I heard in the distance, somewhere to the south, a sound, a rhythm, a shake of rattles, and behind that, a steady note like a heart beating. Fields aren't supposed to have a heart function, but cornfields are different. Not so much scary as eerie. Someday I will try again to hear corn grow after dark.
Justin Isherwood is a writer and farmer in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. This is the hour each week when we celebrate Wisconsin Life. I'm Joy Cardine, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's about 20 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, July 26th. And this is the August edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Gary Knowles stops by about once a month. He is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Gary has put together his Wisconsin event sampler, which has a bunch of fun things to do in the state of Wisconsin for the end of July and the month of August. We have linked that to Facebook, to our website, and also on Twitter. If you have a suggestion of some place that you think we should go, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk at WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Gary, so that corn reminds me that there's a big corn fest coming up in Wisconsin.
The Sun Prairie Corn Festival. Yeah, boy, that's a big corn fest, and the 15th through the 18th of August are the dates for that one. And they've got something like 70 tons of sweet corn coming in for it. And it's great. You can go out there, get your roasted corn, eat as much as you want. And also they have a big parade and a car show and other food as well. So you know, the Corn Fest is always fun.
Yeah, and you have a lot of fun food events on your list
for
August.
Well, we do. I was looking through them, and of course, on the 3rd of August, there is the National Mustard Day comes up.
Is that going to be in Middleton?
That's in Middleton, yeah. Out at the folks at the National Mustard Museum up there are always celebrating. And I think they have actually something. They have a whole bunch of free hot dogs they give away. And
you have to put mustard on them.
You have to put mustard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no ketchup is allowed, I don't think.
But, that's right.
They have other good things. And, you know, I was just looking at the list of other foodie events. The 23rd and 24th of August, Kenosha has grill games.
Ooh, what are they going to do there?
Well, they get out the grills, and they do some grilling, some barbecuing, and some brat making and things like that. And they call it grill games, and of course it's an opportunity to show off your barbecue skills. And then, you know, another foodie event that we have that's really a major event in the country is the Great Taste of the Midwest Beer Festival, which is so popular that the tickets sell out for it almost immediately when they announce it. Although I was talking to Fred Swanson about it the other day, And he said that the trick that some people know is that, you know, not everybody gets to use their tickets, so they try to sell them. He said, and usually if you want to get a ticket, there are opportunities at the gate. There'll be people there that probably have some for sale. And then the other thing that's going on is on Friday night before it, and this is the 9th and 10th of August, on the evening of the 9th, there are like 30 taverns and bars and pubs around Madison that are going to be featuring craft brews from all over the country. So you don't need a ticket for those, and you can go in and experience that too.
I like how you consider beer food. It is food.
Yeah, well, it is. Yeah, it's, they used to call beer bread in a bottle.
Yeah, and, it's got. And there's another, the Taste of Madison is coming up on, is that the very end of August?
Yeah, the Taste is at the end of August. I think it's on Labor Day weekend, as a matter of fact. It's the 31st through the 1st of September. And, of course, all around the square, there'll be all kinds of great food available up here. And that'll be kind of fun, too. So there's that. And
what is the Pig in the Pines Rib Fest in St. Germain? It looks like, I'm not sure when that is.
The Pig in the Pines, yeah, I know that is coming up as well. And right off the top of my head, I don't have the date.
Yeah, we'll look up the date. And then there's Mexican Fiesta in Milwaukee, August 23rd through the 25th. I bet you can get a lot of Mexican food there.
Yeah, there's a lot of good Mexican food at the it's one of their ethnic festivals that they celebrate. Also coming up, of course, is Irish Fest. And Irish Fest, you can always get a lot of good Irish food over there. And that will be coming up in Milwaukee as well. And
German Fest? Wow, a lot of fests are going on.
We've got all the festivals are coming up. There's the Swiss Fest is going on August 4th in New Glarus. It's the Volk Fest out there. And, of course, there'll be a lot of good ethnic Swiss food there for that one. There's all kinds of neat stuff coming up. There's a Hawaiian luau and pig roast coming up on the 10th in Wisconsin Dells. So you'll be able to get a little of that Hawaiian food.
Speaking of the 9th annual Pig in the Pines Rib Fest in St. Germain is going to be held on September 1st. I found it.
Okay, great.
and you also have, I'm not sure, let's look up the date for this. The African Festival in Milwaukee is also going on?
It is, and
that's Milwaukee the 3rd through the 4th.
Okay.
Boy, lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, I don't memorize all the dates for everything,
right.
but they're all in the list here, so if you're looking for one, you can find it. The Irish Fest is the 15th to the 18th, by the way, and that is a good one, too.
So. Yeah, there is so many food festivals, and of course, we already talked about the State Fair, plenty of food there as well. We'll take some calls because we have callers waiting. Eric in Sun Prairie is with us. Hi, Eric.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, Eric.
Good. What are you looking forward to doing?
Well, actually, I am with the Explosive Ordnance Disposal Motor Group, and we are hosting the second annual three-gun shoot at Deerfield Range this weekend, Saturday morning, 8 to 5. To benefit the Wounded DoD Warrior Foundation, Explosive Ordnance Disposal. We're the guys that go over and disarm IEDs.
Oh my goodness!
Wow.
Oh my goodness!
Okay.
Yeah, and we're gonna have a bunch of raffles out at the Deerfield Rod and Gun Club. Double S Barbecue from Cambridge, Taste of Madison winner. He's coming out to cater the event. We're gonna have two bands, the Bad Randys and We Are Beatrice. And there'll be gun raffles, different types of raffles up there, and just all around a good time.
All right, so the proceeds are benefiting the Wounded Warrior Foundation?
The Wounded DoD Warrior Foundation, yes, ma'am.
All right, and this say where this the public can just show up to watch?
Absolutely, no affiliation needed. Just show up. You can participate in the event. You can shoot. You can buy raffle tickets. We're raffling off a shotgun, a rifle, and a pistol. Need not be present to win, so if you come grab some tickets, you can leave. You don't have to stay for the drawing at 5.
Yeah. And tell us where this is again.
That is at the Deerfield Rod and Gun Club.
All right, Eric. Thank you so much. It sounds like a good cause.
Yeah, that's a good one. I didn't have that on the list here, but it sounds like fun.
Barbara in Portage is with us now. Hi, Barbara.
Hi there.
Hi, it looks like you have some kind of bluegrass festival coming up.
Bluegrass Gospel Festival.
Oh, gospel and bluegrass.
Yeah, it's all gospel and bluegrass. And it's the 15th annual, and it's the Buffalo Valley Bluegrass Gospel Festival on the computer. And it's the 16th through 18th of August. It is very family friendly, and it's on out in the country near Mondovi.
Excellent. Thank you so much,
Barbara.
Well,
that's great. Yeah, that should be fun.
Yeah. Well, what about you? Do you have an event that you are looking forward to that you would like everybody to know about, where maybe you want to recommend that I visit? This is the August edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Checking the weather forecast for today, some dense fog in the northwest this morning, then partly to mostly cloudy today, very mild, periods of rain, highs today in the 60s and 70s. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up after 7 o'clock, it's our July open line. What programs do you want to hear on the Joy Cardine Show? What issues and ideas would you like to hear discussed? Join in for our July open line coming up after 7 o'clock.
Been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Richwood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Prairie, Sheep, Prairie, Sack, Black, Flambeau, Vernon. I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey, once a bottle, Claire, hey.
This is the August edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm still working on going everywhere I can in Wisconsin this year. I promised at the beginning of the year that every month this year I would travel somewhere new in the state or experience some sort of new activity or attraction, and so far so good. Still have 5 more months to go for you to tell Joy where to go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 9 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, July the 26th. Gary Knowles, who is a travel writer, is with us each month to talk about fun things to do in Wisconsin. And we have lots of callers, Gary, but I do want to mention that I do have an activity planned for tomorrow. I am finally, even though I thought I was going to do this activity in June, it was postponed. I am doing it tomorrow. I am going to go to the Black Point Estate in Lake Geneva.
Okay.
Finally making that. I have to hop on a boat to boat over there and then climb up 100 stairs to go to this Victorian mansion.
It is a fabulous place. I was there last autumn, and it's a great boat ride too, by the way, across the Lake Geneva. So you'll have a good time. It's Wisconsin's newest official historic attraction.
Yep, I'm looking forward to that. So that is my activity, at least for this weekend. I have lots of things planned for very early August. I'm going to be in Stevens Point on August the 1st, on August the 2nd. There's a college radio station reunion going on, and I'm going to be taking part in those festivities, WWSP 90 FM on the UW-Stevens Point campus. So that's on August the 1st, and I'm going to see some other sites around there too.
Oh, great.
And then on August the 2nd, I'm very happy to be able to go to Gordon Lightfoot's concert at Big Top Chautauqua up in the Bayfield area.
Oh, so that ought to be special. I mean, it's great to see people at Big Top Chautauqua because it's all under a big circus tent. It's a real intimate kind of a concert atmosphere up there, and it's really a great way to get out and hear music and beautiful Bayfield area, of course, and Lake Superior. So you ought to have a fantastic time.
Yeah, I am looking forward to that, and I'll talk about it perhaps on our next show, but I'm also going to go to Door County. I go to Door County every single summer, and I'm going to love that as well. We have John on Facebook who does say, is there a chance you could stop in Park Falls on your way up north? We have our big annual summer festival, the Flambeau-rama, beginning on the first weekend in August. We have a gigantic parade on Sunday the 4th. Let me know if you'd like more info. And that is John Smart, who is one of our regular Weekend Review guests.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to see John if I can... I don't think I can make it on the 4th, but sometime in that trip, I'm going to see if I can stop by and say hi. So thanks for that invitation. Let's take some calls since we have so many. Robert in Green Bay. Hi, Robert.
Yeah, on August 17th, 18th, and 19th, I do believe. They're going to have the Green Bay Tall Ship Festival, where the old sailing mast ships are coming in. There's like 9 of them going to be here. There's one that's a big four-master, and they're going to be giving rides on some of the ships, too.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Right, the Tall Ship Fest is, yeah, you're right, it's the 16th to the 18th. And, yeah, that is a spectacular event up there.
Oh, sounds good. Thank you, Robert. Margie in Clintonville is with us now. Hi, Margie.
Good morning.
Morning.
August 3rd and 4th, we have the famous Sauerkraut Festival in Bear Creek, Wisconsin.
Oh, that is famous.
Yes.
And so what, you just go and eat as much sauerkraut as you want, or what else happens?
Well, you can if you choose to. Saturday and Sunday, we have bands both days. Saturday evening, we have Vic Ferrari, and Sunday, we have Nashville Pipeline. We also have the famous sauerkraut dinner, as well-renowned, on Sunday from noon until 2. Nearly every dish, if you choose, on your plate can be include sauerkraut of some shape or form. All the way down to dessert, we have sauerkraut cake as well.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. My gosh. I think I have to try sauerkraut cake.
Well, I've never had sauerkraut cake. That does sound good.
Now, what day is again, Margie?
August 3rd and 4th, Saturday and Sunday, and it's on the St. Mary's Church grounds in Bear Creek, Wisconsin.
Thank you so much. I can't do it this year. Why does that happen all the time, Gary, that everything I want to go to is on the same weekend?
Wisconsin is like that.
Yes, but that sounds great. I hope others can go, and maybe next year. Dan in Drummond is with us. Hi, Dan.
Well, there's two things going on this weekend. One is the Iron River's Blueberry Festival. And then in Washburn, it's their Brownstone Festival.
What happens at a Brownstone Festival?
Well, they're celebrating all the brownstone that was quarried for a lot of the buildings that were built in Washburn.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, they had an obelisk that was supposed to go to the World's Fair that didn't make it. I think it's sitting in downtown Washburn, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
That sounds great, Dan. Thanks for suggesting those. The Blueberry Festival in Iron River sounds so tasty.
Yeah, they got some great blueberries up there. If you've never picked blueberries, just a word of warning. You pick a lot of them, and all of a sudden you thought you were going to pick a couple of quarts. You can have a bushel of them in a hurry.
Yeah.
And they're great. So,
thanks for that suggestion. Larry in Sturgeon Bay. Hi, Larry.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for having me. We're out here in the orchard shaking cherries. But what I want to call you about is the Mohican Veterans Powwow in Bowler, Wisconsin, second weekend in August. All veterans are welcome. Don't have to be Native or Indian. It's a great showing of community. Bring your family out. It's a family-orientated event. Enjoy the powwow. And any veterans out there, wherever you served, whatever era, come and be honored, because our society is built on honoring the veterans, so I hope to see some folks there.
And that's in Bowler, you said, right?
Right, on the Mohican Reserve there up in Bowler, Wisconsin, Stockbridge-Munsee community.
Very nice. What was the date again?
It's always the second weekend in August.
Okay.
All right, Larry, thank you so much. And how are the cherries doing in Door County this year?
Oh, they're hanging heavy this year.
All right. Good to know.
Not for long.
Hey, I'm going to eat some of those cherries when I get up there in a couple of weeks.
That's great.
So, Gary, as usual, we run out of time quickly on these shows. There's got to be some other fun things that you're looking
for. Yeah, the Packer training camp started the 26th, and that's going to be going on now through the 17th of August, and we've got some dates put in our events here about that. And we do want to mention that the chainsaw championships are coming up in Eau Claire, the carving championships, the 8th to the 11th, and that is really going to be a fun event as well. And, you know, a lot of good stuff. The Great Taste Beer Festival, of course, we mentioned that already.
And there's some sort of Lumberjack Fest coming up, too,
the Hayward Lumberjack Championships are actually going on the 25th to the 27th of July.
So this weekend.
That's right, this weekend is that, and German Fest as well. So, you know, what can we say? Go check out the list. You can't miss. You know?
Yeah, find that list. Gary's Wisconsin Events Sampler for the end of July and the month of August. We have it on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page on our website at WPR.org/joy. And I tweeted it out this morning as well. So Great. Thank you so much, Gary. And thanks again for arranging my visit to Road America last Saturday.
Hey,
had a
it
lot
was
of fun.
Yeah,
we'll put some more photos from that visit on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Thanks to Justin Williams and to Robin Cherry for producing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Westville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Prairie to Sheen, Prairie to Sack, Black to Flambeau, Burnett, Hoppin'